today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, and especially this program, today's special, Salam, peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you, and welcome to this episode under the topic of sleeping. Of course, we'll look at sleeping in the view of Islam. I invite you to be with this episode of today's special. Open the calendar. Today, Wednesday, is the 7th of Rajab, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of February, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Allah's book, the second chapter of the Holy Quran, chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 255. Let's listen to it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwal hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wa la nawm. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardh. مَن ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِندَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ وَلَا يَؤُودُهُ حِفْظُهُمَا وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ.
Allah, there is no deity except Him, the ever-living, the sustainer of all existence. Neither drowsiness overtakes Him, nor sleep. To Him belongs whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on earth. Who is it that can intercede with Him except by His permission? He knows what is before them and what will be after them. And they encompass not a thing of His knowledge except for what He wills. His kursi extends over the heavens and the earth, and their preservation tires Him not. And He is the Most High, the Most Great.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Upon the importance and excellence of this verse, the only holy tradition narrated from the Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, is enough. Imam Baqir says, "The one who recites Ayatul Kursi once, Allah will remove 1,000 unbecoming things from his worldly unbecoming affairs, the easiest of which is poverty, and 1,000 unbecoming things from his affairs in the hereafter, the easiest one among which is the pain of grave."
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, Ya Mubdi' al-Akwan, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rahman, يا مبدع الأكوان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان إليك قلبا يذوب حبا بالنور والإيمان بالنور والإيمان.
What is Islam's view on sleep? In excess sleep, there are many evils. Even if it is done in the way recommended, too much sleep is brought about by excess drink, and excess drinking is brought about being excessively satiated. Both of these things weigh heavily on the self to keep it from obedience, and they harden the heart from reflection and humility. Make your sleep your last affair in this world. Remember Allah with your heart and your tongue. Let your obedience to Allah overpower your wrongdoings and seek help from Him while you sleep, fasting until the morning prayer, since if you are awakened at night, Satan whispers to you, sleep again, you still have a long night, for he wants you to miss the time of intimate contemplation and exposure of your state before your Lord. Do not be distracted in seeking forgiveness at dawn, for at that time there is much yearning for those in devoted supplication.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin as-Sain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the importance of sleeping. It's indicated that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited the Quranic surahs at-Tawheed, al-Falaq, and an-Nas before going to bed and before sleeping. At the same time, there were some Quranic verses, some special prayers that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite whenever he went to bed. There are some hadiths related from the infallible imams in that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu wasallam used to sleep on his right side with his right hand, just below and beneath his, just under his face. At the same time, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam detested oversleeping, and it indicates that oversleeping isn't good for our health. At the same time, whenever the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up, he performed prostration. He prostrated himself in the direction of Mecca before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to praise God for the opportunity and for the grace of living a good, tranquil life. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
The etiquette of sleeping. Know how to react when having a nightmare. Dear friends, dear listening of IRIB English Radio, this is the continuation of today's special. We're speaking about knowing how to react when having a nightmare. Having disturbing dreams and nightmares are common when sleeping, but they can still be pretty scary. It was reported that the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his family said, "Good dreams comes from Allah and bad dreams comes from the Satan. If any one of you sees a bad dream which makes him afraid, let him seek refuge with Allah from its evil, then it will not harm him." Other etiquette of sleeping is avoiding oversleeping. There isn't a certain number of hours you are forced upon to sleep. Most people sleep 5 to 8 hours, but some people can function fine with less and others need more to properly work. However, sleeping longer than needed and missing your prayers because of sleep is not permissible. Create a sleep schedule and stick with it so that it allows you to wake up and fall asleep at a certain time.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free. My Lord, show me right from wrong. Give me light, make me strong. I know the road is long. Make me strong.
Hygiene of sleep. Regarding the best time for sleep, it is evident that night is the best time for it. It is not a question for mere custom that people work during the day and go to sleep at night. Nature itself seems to have made the daylight hours especially suited for work and nighttime for sleep and rest. Departure from this natural order causes greater strain and results in ill health. The proof of it is that watchmen and cinema stars' nocturnal work and consequent daily sleep produce a deleterious effect upon their health. Sleep interferes with metabolism and stimulates the power of assimilation. Prolonged sleep is accordingly injurious to health because it favors the absorption of foul vapors. That is why a prolonged period of sleep depresses an individual instead of refreshing and invigorating him. The advisability of alternating short periods of rest with short periods of activity is less clear. The example of Holy Prophet is the best ideal in this respect. He generally went to bed early and got up a little after midnight for offering prayers, taking a nap again in the forenoon.
أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام
صلى الله عليه وسلم
He says لا ينام المسلم وهو جنوب A Muslim should not sleep in the state of Janaba ولا ينام إلا على طهور He should perform wudu and have purity before sleeping Why? فإن لم يجد الماء فليتيمم بالصعيد And if he does not find water he should perform tayammum Why? فَإِنَّ رُوحَ الْمُؤْمِنِ تَرُوحُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَعَالَى فَيَلْقِيَهَا وَيُبَارِكْ عَلَيْهَا Because the soul goes to Allah at the time of sleep. And Allah meets the soul. فَإِنْ كَانَ أَجَلَهَا قَدْ حَضَرَ جَعَلَهَا فِي مَكْنُونِ رَحْمَتِهِ If, when Allah meets the soul, if its ajal, its time was up, He will take that soul and He will put it in its mercy. وَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ أَجَلَهَا قَدْ حَضَرْ بَعَثَ بِهَا مَعَ أُمَنَائِهِ مِنْ مَلَائِكَةٍ يَرُدُّوهَا فِي جَسَدٍ But if its time was not up, then Allah will return that soul to the body guarded with the angels. So again, from verses, from narrations, we discover that sleep is a minor death. The soul departs the body at sleep, but then it comes back again.
That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic. I mean, sleeping in the view of Islam. Thank you very much for joining us. Till another episode. Fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you praying for? They told me there is nothing who you're looking for. Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized.
But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.